Hello, and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 129, How to Bounce Back. We're going to talk all things resiliency today, that beautiful bounce back that we have available to us. It's so reminiscent of the beautiful quote about failure, where it says, failure is not the falling down, it is the staying down. And I think that speaks so beautifully to our ability to go through life's ups and downs, to take our successes and to take our failures with a grain of salt, and to be able to utilize the mobility of life and the ever changing texture and tapestry of it to work to our advantage. One of the greatest lies that I find in self-development and mental wellness, even body health, is this ideal of perfection, where if you are choosing the right way and living the right life, that everything is going to be placid and calm and kind of stationary, like this plateau where things are just what they are. And quite frankly, that is a huge lie. Life is mobile. It is filled with ups and downs. It's filled with growing edges where we push ourselves. And in that kind of uncomfortable stretch, we're able to spread our wings more fully and step into more and more capacities. It's interesting to really look at what you are truly capable of. If you weren't trying to live the life that was a placid lake, unmoving, unchanging, only in the same vein and breath and broad band of textures and energies, but we're actually willing to push your growing edges a little bit, to, yes, perhaps fail, to perhaps fall down a bit, but what that could actually create in your bounce back from it may surprise you. It's fascinating for me, and there are tons of different examples for this conversation just from my own life and living. I've worked as a medical speech-language pathologist in the hospital for over 14 years now, and the amount of neuroplasticity that I have seen in people who have had tremendous brain injuries, huge strokes, to be able to see the brain be so broken where they can't put two words together, to a couple months later having the brain have that beautiful plasticity enough to get their speech and language back almost to normal, is remarkable. To watch people that I've seen time and time again go through traumatic illness and injury and, yes, bounce back from it. It speaks to quite a couple different skill sets that we can all perhaps harness and utilize. First, I'd just like to open the conversation with acknowledging your ability to bounce back, your brain's ability with neuroplasticity to be able to bounce back, your body's innate healing ability to bounce back, and your own wherewithal, your drive for greater possibilities, your tenacity and willingness not to give up, and your ingenuity for taking the quote-unquote down spots in life, twisting them, flipping them, and using them to your advantage. Just take a beat, take a breath, and perhaps scan over your life and your living. Where have you already done this? Where has there been a life upset that you've bounced back from, a body upset, a mental emotional upset? Where have you actually quote unquote failed, dipped down below that placid lake of perfection, but in doing so were able to extract information, perhaps discover your inner strength a bit, take the lesson from it, and perhaps just the growing edge of comfort to be able to spread your wings greater and outcreate where you were before. This whole thing of resiliency, yes, our body has natural healing abilities, our brain has the neuroplasticity, and our beings in of itself, we have this innate way of adapting and being flexible, those are the things that actually allow us to take the ups and downs of life, to be resilient, and to bounce back from where we were before. So flexibility and also adaptability are huge for being resilient. These are things that we can all stand a little bit more of in our lives. The flexibility conversation for me is kind of step number one in this whole process. It brings up that beautiful old adage that the branch that doesn't bend in the wind breaks. And so often we are holding ourselves so rigid in what should be and what has to be. And we are trying to preserve and hold together what was so dynamically that in that rigidity, we end up breaking a little bit more. We don't have the flexibility to kind of go, okay, you know what? I was over here and now the wind of my life is just shifting a little this way. We try to fight and hold steady, and in doing so, again, we have a lot more resistance and tension and fight and holding energy, where if we were just willing to let go a little bit, be a bit flexible, it'll actually open up the space to adapt. The adaptation conversation is super fascinating as well. A lot of people don't want to adapt to a downward swing in their lives, to a body change, a financial change, anything really, because we think that if we're going to adapt to these new circumstances, it's like admitting defeat. It's like, oh, I guess I'm just going to be giving up now, and this is the way things are if I'm adapting to it and giving up on what was. I'd really love to challenge that perspective. If it wasn't about adapting to a downward dip in your life where that upswing is now leveling off or perhaps dipping down or even going through a major, major life event, the adaptation to that new circumstance just allows you to get your bearings in it. It allows you to be present. It allows you to be eyes open to actually garner awareness. It allows you to have that flexibility again where you're not fighting to get back to where you were. And also the adaptation is just knowing I'm adapting to how things are now. And you know what? There's going to be another adaptation coming down the road because I know this circumstance is going to continue to change. Things never stay the same. Again, looking at what we talked about at the beginning of the episode, that ideal of perfection and that steady way of life is such a lie that people get stuck in. With the mobility, the ups and the downs, the growing edges, the uncomfortable spots, all of those things are constant adaptations to new ways of being and can actually gift a whole bunch to you as you're willing and able to use it to bounce back. The thing is, if you're not willing to adapt to the down stages, you're not going to be willing to do it in the up stages as well. Being willing and able to adapt to anything that you're going through is just you getting your feet under you enough and the knowing that things will continue to change. So if you're currently in a downswing, you're adapting to it, you're not fighting against it, you're being flexible, you're like, okay, things are the way they are right now. You know what? I'm not staying here. I know it's going to continue to move and change because that's life. And now, adding in my presence, my non-fighting, my flexibility, and my presence with how things are now, I can start adding in my own conscious choices to continue to move forward. The thing that I see time and time again, not just with neuroplasticity, not just with the body's ability to self-heal, and not just with the tenacity that we have in our innate spirits and beings, is truly the ability to have that flexibility and that adaptation to something new while knowing it's going to continue to change. If you are unwilling to be present, if you're unwilling to bend a little, if you're unwilling to actually kind of go, okay, in this 10 seconds, this is how my life is, you're never going to have the power that you need the awareness that you need to continue to move your life in a more conscious direction. What I see a lot of times is the people who fight against the change and fight against the natural ups and downs of life, they are fighting an invisible enemy. They're shadow boxing constantly. And in doing so, they're spending all of their energy that could be utilized for moving forward and creating a whole new way of living into fighting against what is, fighting for what was, and really fighting against the possibilities of the future. There is something to this resiliency, this ability to bounce back and to utilize all of your life events, no matter how wonderful or how unfortunately miserable or how kind of mediocre in the middle, to be able to get your wherewithal about you, discover your inner strength, fine-tune these abilities to be flexible, to be adaptable, and to be present and in a non-fighting stance that'll actually leave your life in a whole new direction. Regardless of where you are currently and what you're in the midst of dealing with, you know, you can right now even get the one thing that you would really love to change in your life, where things may be plateauing and getting a bit boring, where maybe they're dipping down in a way where you're like, I don't know if I'm headed in the right direction for myself. Or if you're unfortunately in the middle of a huge life upset, a huge health crisis, you know, where that enemy is something now that you're fighting and you're shadow boxing, where your finances have become an enemy, where your business has become an enemy, where your body has become an enemy, or in the mental emotional realm where you yourself has become your enemy. I know that firsthand. That's what I went through with my mental upsets in my early years. It's kind of fascinating. Those things that we make the enemy and shadow box, we give them so much power. We give them our own power of resiliency and this ability to bounce back over to that thing. It becomes larger than life, and before you know it, it's undefeatable. Take your power back. Stop fighting. Actually allow yourself to relax into it. Allow that branch to bend. Allow yourself to adapt to your new circumstances in this 10 seconds, whilst knowing there will be a new thing to adapt to in the future. You're not going to stay there. It will change, and you can change it. And stop fighting constantly the past, fighting the present, and fighting against the future. The ability to be resilient and to bounce back really comes in more of a knowing that life is mobile. Life changes. You are mobile. You will continue to change. And in harnessing these different skill sets, you're able to take the ups and the downs of life with a grain of salt. You're able to not lose yourself. You're able to kind of check yourself before you wreck yourself. And most importantly, you're able to have more awareness and more conscious choice as you're moving through. If you are currently looking for some assist in navigating the ups and downs of life, and in a way that actually allows you to lighten up and move forward and just perhaps need a little bit more personal touch and assistance with this, I would be more than honored to assist you with that. You can visit my website at laurenpolly.com and sign up for a free consultation with me. You can get some tools and perspectives that apply to you directly and perhaps explore the possibility of working with me in a deeper way. This is one of my sweet spots. It's something that I have lived through in my own personal experiences here and there. And of course, again, something that I see and I facilitate in people everywhere, through the hospital, through the life coaching, through it all. The resiliency of the human spirit is something that is so profound and so deep. And when you're willing to actually take up the work and the play of developing these skill sets, getting your feet underneath you, getting your backbone behind you, and also being willing to bend a little and lean into what's currently going on, that's the power. that's the power to actually change and outcreate any circumstance. For me, resiliency is truly the ability to take any upset and flip it into a possibility. Taking the greatest wrongness of you and flipping it into a strength. Taking your body upset and flipping it into a possibility for a healthier, happier way to be with your body. And really allowing those lessons of life to come in a way that you get more conscious and can take your life in a whole new direction. Please, please, please share this episode with those that you love and care about. If all of us were having more resiliency in our lives and handling the ups and the downs and outcreating them, I wonder what this world could be like. Have an amazing week. And as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.